You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Footy number Olympics before we get to that. The best Olympic year, 98 days to go, of course. Gold, silver, bronze, the best three players to wear every number that's ever been worn in the caper.
We're going to go through them. We're not getting to them all. We're still on number one and we're 3 weeks in.
Easter and school holidays got in the way. They just derailed us a little bit. Two clubs today, very difficult at Geelong, the one and the two. You could have gone either way, I reckon, but the bronze medal at Geelong for those who have worn number one at the Pussycats.
Okay.
The bronze medal goes to Wayne Closter. Okay. Who was one of my – I loved him when I was growing up, Wayne Closter. The silver medal goes to Stephen Hocking, and the gold medal for those who have won worn the number one at the Pussycats, Stephen King. And the Gold Coast – and if you want to have an issue with any of that, feel free to get on the line. If we've overlooked someone or you reckon Hocking was better than King, feel free to get on the line. The Gold Coast Suns, relatively new in their journey, of course. So not the depth of field to choose from that a couple of other clubs have got. The bronze medal at the Gold Coast Suns for those who have worn number one in the Olympic year, in the footy number Olympics.
Yes.
Piers Hanley. Reminding people what we're doing. Piers Hanley wins the bronze medal.
Okay.
The silver medal sits around the neck of Marbior Chol, who had a pretty good record up at the Gold Coast Suns. And the
relatively brief.
Yeah, it was brief, 30-odd games. Yep.
Well, and he's in the top three already.
Yeah, well, he is, mate. There's only been four blokes wear number one at Gold Coast, I think. Right. And the gold medalist of those who have worn the number one at the Gold Coast Suns is Jagger O'Meara. So there you go.
Oh, well, that's an easy one.
Oh, is it now?
I think if Marbio Chol is number one.
Marbio Chol actually had a better – he was involved in a – his win-loss record at the Gold Coast Suns was better than Jagger O'Meara's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had a reasonable win-loss record when he was up there.
Different sort of part of their evolution as well.
What do you mean?
Well, Chol was very much during that developmental stage.
Yeah, that is true, but Tim Watson said he was going to be the best player in the history of the
game. Well, if it wasn't for the unbelievable, really bad injuries, he was shaping as a – well, and still became a fine player.
That is true, but not anywhere in the conversation as the greatest player of all time, Keith.
Did he say great? I think he just said Brownlow medalist.
No, midfielder. He said he was going to be the best midfielder the game's ever seen.
Right. Well, these days, if you're the greatest midfielder ever to play the game, you're probably a very strong chance to be the greatest to ever play the game. If you're going on how the game's played more recently in the last sort of 20 to 30 years.
Well, that is true, but there's an overwhelming bias.
Of course there is.
In a lot of respects, because we're so obsessed with statistics these days.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you make a reasonable point.
Thank you.